8:50 our time, 40 degrees our temperature. It's time for the second game of our boys' doubleheader tonight from Highland. Tonight's second game features Kirksville and Knox County, and it's being brought to you by these Knox County sponsors. They include Bobby D. Clark, CPA in Edina, Cardwell Lumber Company, the Citizens Bank of Edina, the Eagle's Nest Restaurant in Edina, Edina Sentinel Weekly Newspaper, the Farm Shop in Edina, Hawkins Harrison Insurance in Edina, Cahoka, Kirksville, Lancaster, and Memphis, Knox County Dental Office, Knox County Health Department and Home Health Agency, Knox County R1 Schools, and Northeast Missouri Co-op Services in Edina. And now let's take you back down to Highland High School for tonight's second game and the nightcap with the play-by-play. Here's KMEM Sports Director Donnie Middleton.
And thank you very much, Dave Bowden, and welcome back, everybody, to the 51st Annual Highland Invitational Basketball Tournament. It's the final game of the night. It's a 2-6-7 matchup. 2-7, the number 2 seed Kirksville Tigers and the number 7 seed Knox County Eagles. Let's take a look at the starting lineup. First for Kirksville, it'll be Jalen Kent, 5'8", a senior. Isaac Danielson, 6'2", a senior. Keaton Anderson, 6'3", a senior. Cole Kelly, 6'2", a sophomore. And Camden Dempsey, a 6'6", senior. So Jalen Kent, Isaac Danielson, Keaton Anderson, Cole Kelly, and Camden Dempsey. And the Tigers go 5'8", 6'2", 6'3", 6'2", and 6'6", coached by Tyler Martin. They are 6-3. For Knox County, it'll be Keaton Strange, a senior. Colin Hayes, a junior. Kellen Parrish, a senior. Rylan Roberts, a senior. And Blake Parrish, a senior. So Keaton Strange, Colin Hayes, Kellen Parrish, Rylan Roberts, and Blake Parrish. The Eagles are 3-6 and coached by Nathan Miller. So the Knox County Eagles have been introduced. And now the Kirksville Tigers are being introduced. As I can tell right now, I'm going to like these numbers because they're white trimmed in orange. And so most of the number is all white. So we'll get along. Any old way to get along, I guess. Been in this long enough that you just make do with what's presented to you. So Kirksville been introduced. Knox County back out on the floor. They're ready to play basketball. Camden Dempsey will jump center for Kirksville. Kellen Parrish will jump center for the Knox County Eagles. Not a huge crowd on hand, but enough to make some noise. Ball is up. Tip is controlled on the backcourt by Jalen Kent. Here comes Kirksville. Isaac Danielson across the timeline. They give it to Kemp. Kemp to the right side of the circle. Now inside to Dempsey, puts it up and in. Nice ball movement. 2-0, Kirksville with the lead. Blake Parrish will bring it across the timeline for Knox County. As Blake Parrish dribbles around the top of the key, gives it to Roberts in the left corner. To Parrish, back to Roberts, back to Parrish on the left wing. Roberts, top of the key for three. No good. And fight for the rebound, and out with it comes Danielson. Danielson brings the ball across the timeline. Three-pointer on the way. Bullseye by Keaton Anderson. Keaton Anderson with three. Blake Parrish to Kellen Parrish, top of the key. Rylan Roberts on the left wing to Blake Parrish. To Roberts on the left wing. He gets inside to Keaton Strange. Now Rylan Roberts crossed the free throw line to Blake Parrish. To Strange. Now Rylan Roberts to Colin Hayes in the right corner. Kicks it out to Blake Parrish. Rylan Roberts takes it to the hoop, puts up the shot, blocked. And the rebound goes out of bounds. Last touch by Knox County. So Jalen Kent will inbound. Gets the ball to Isaac Danielson. Danielson brings it across the timeline. Gives the ball to Anderson. Anderson kicks it out to Kelly for three off the right wing. No good. And the rebound comes out to Danielson. Danielson to the dotted line. Kicks it out to Kent. 15-foot jumper off the wing. No good. And Colin Hayes off the rebound to Kellen Perry. Takes it to the right wing. And now, ball stolen by Kelly. Lays it up. Got it. So Cole Kelly has 2 points, and Nathan Miller wants a timeout. 6:03 left to play in the first quarter. It's Kirksville 7 and Knox County nothing. Back in 30 seconds. This is KMM Sports.
For all your do-it-yourself lumber projects, come by Cargo Lumber outside Novelty, Missouri. Here we provide all different kinds of quality lumber for your handcrafted projects. With ash lumber being one of our favorites, it glues, it stains, and finishes quite well. So when you're looking for the best lumber to build your woodworking projects, check out our stock of ash lumber and all of our other species that Cardwell Lumber has available. Cardwell Lumber, quality that keeps staying through 3 generations.
Back at Highland High School, little court pressure by Kirksville. Kellen Parrish will get it in to Blake Parrish. Blake across the timeline to Kellen on the right wing. Hayes on the right corner, back to Blake Parrish on the right wing. Blake takes it into the hoop, lays it up, got it. 2 points for Blake Parrish. Here comes Kirksville in a hurry. They give it to Danielson on the left wing. Anderson tried to take it down the middle. Falls down, lost the handle on the basketball. Turnover Kirksville. Knox County gets it back. Pressure by the Tigers. It's Blake Parrish. Guarded by Isaac Danielson. Takes it to the right wing. Ball high above his head, looks for somebody, looks for a cutter. Bounce pass to Hayes between the two circles. Now Roberts. Well, it was Keaton Strange tried to give it to Roberts, and a whistle and a foul. And the foul's going to be on Cole Kelly. That's his first. So Blake Parrish right in front of me will inbound to Strange. Back to Parrish between the two circles. As Parrish gives the ball to Hayes between the two circles. Now Roberts on the left wing. Roberts, bounce pass on the left block to Kellen Parrish. Too far on the basket. The rebound comes off to Anderson. Anderson, bounce pass ahead to Kelly. Puts up the shot, missed it. And they're going to call Kelly for the offensive foul. That's his second. As Jace Kent will check in. And Kelly will check out for Kirksville. Blake Parrish with the basketball. Little Kent, a little pressure in the backcourt. Blake Parrish across the timeline, the left wing to Roberts. Now Strange on the left wing. To Roberts down the right lane, puts up the shot. And out of block, goes out. The rebound goes out of bounds. Last touch by Knox County. Gavin Pike will check in, and Jalen Kemp will check out. 4:44 left to play in the first quarter. 7-2, Kirksville with the lead. They'll have the basketball as Jace Kemp will inbound to Danielson. Danielson across the timeline to Anderson, to Kemp, gives it to Danielson. Now Dempsey. Dempsey gets it back on the block, off glass, missed it. Fight for the rebound. They call it jump ball between Keaton Anderson and Blake Parrish. Alternating possession stays with Knox County. So Kellen Parrish gives it to Rylan Roberts, and Roberts will bring it across the timeline. Middles of the left wing. Across the top of the key, Kellen Parrish. Lost the handle on the basketball, stolen away by Kirksville. As Pike gives it to Anderson for three. No good. On the top of the key and rebound off to Knox County. There comes Rylan Roberts, a running 10-footer. Got it. 2 points for Rylan Roberts. As Pike takes it along the baseline, puts up his shot, missed it. And drew the foul. The foul's going to be on Rylan Roberts. So Roberts picks up the foul. That's his first. And Gavin Pike will go to the line. He'll shoot 2 shots. Looks for his first point of the ball game. Eyes it, fires it, got it. So Gavin Pike, as Justin McKim will check in for Kirksville. Dempsey will check out. Also coming in is Austin Jensen for Knox County. As Pike Shot on the way, no good. And Strange off the rebound. Strange will bring it down the far sideline. Strange between the two circles. Kellen Parrish. Parrish with a couple of dribbles. Looks for somebody. To the top of the key, around the top of the key. Try to give and go to Ryland Roberts. Put up a shot, missed it. And do the foul on Gavin Pike. So Pike picks up his first foul. And Ryland Roberts will go to the line. He'll shoot two. Roberts has 2 points, looking for three. Eyes it, fires it, missed it. So Ryland Roberts. Eyes it, fires it, got it. 3 points for Ryland Roberts. 8-5, control of the lead in the basketball. Danielson across the timeline, dribbles to the top of the key, down the left side of the circle. Gives it to Anderson. Now long three on the wave. Bullseye. Isaac Danielson hit a three. So here comes Blake Parrish to Kellen Parrish. Three-pointer on the wave. Bullseye. Kellen Parrish out of the left corner. He has three. It's a three-point Kirksville lead with the basketball. Anderson takes it to the free throw line. Jump pass in the corner for three. Bullseye. That one was by Jace Kent. 14-8. Kirksville the lead. Knocked to the basketball. Strange to the right side of the circle. Now Parrish on the left side of the circle. Parrish had the ball batted away. Now stolen away. To the basket. They led up and got it. That's Isaac Danielson. He has five. 16-8. Kirksville to the lead. Dylan Parrish with the basketball on the left wing. Across the free throw line. And a whistle and a foul. The foul's going to be on Justin McKim. His first. Now in the ball game comes Logan Lehman. As Hayes will check in, Ryland Roberts will check out with 2:10 left to play in the first quarter. Kellen Parrish underneath his own basket to inbound. Bad pass taken away by Danielson. Danielson to the hoop, lays it up, and got it. 7 points for Isaac Danielson, and now a timeout on the floor. 2:03 left to play in the first quarter. It's Kirksville 18, Knox County 8, back in 60 seconds. This is KMEN Sports.
Adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now they're SkyRizi. Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With SkyRizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and SkyRizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new plan.
Don't use if allergic to SkyRizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With SkyRizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
2:03 left to play in the first quarter, first round boys game. Kirksville leading Knox County 18-8. Knox with the basketball, pressured by Kirksville. Kellen Parrish in the backcourt. Bad pass, stolen away by Kent. Get it ahead to McKim. McKim had the ball and finally Corral gets it to Lehman. Lehman to Anderson to the right wing. They go to Danielson to the right side of the circle. Now Kent to Lehman and Lehman walked with it. So Clark, or Knox County gets it back. Pressure again by Kirksville. Kellen Parrish into Blake Parrish. It's Blake. We'll bring it across the timeline, picked up by Jace Kent. then we'll send the right wing. Looks for somebody, kicks it inside to Jansen. Jansen puts it up a little five-footer, no good. McKim with a rebound. Here comes Kirksville. Stop, pop from Danielson. No good from five. Rebound put back up. No good by Anderson, but a whistle and a foul. As the foul's going to be on Kellen Parrish, and that's his first. So first foul on Kellen Parrish. And that's the line. Keaton Anderson, he has three, looking for four. Shots up. No good. Now Rylan Roberts will check back in for Knox County. Also coming back in is Jalen Kemp for Kirksville. Drew Christman is checking in. Danielson staying in. Is Anderson second free throw up? Got it. 4 points for Keaton Anderson. 19-8. Kirksville for the lead. Here comes Blake Parrish across the timeline. Dribbles the right wing. Takes it right to the hoop. Dumps it out to Roberts. Roberts takes it among the trees. Puts up the shot. Missed it. But due to the foul. The foul is going to be on Camden Dempsey. So Dempsey picks up the foul. Roberts will shoot two. First shot up. Got it. 4 points for Rylan Roberts. 9 point Kirksville lead, 19-9. Roberts, second free throw on the way. Got them both. 5 points for Rylan Roberts. Here comes Kirksville in a hurry. Christman on the right wing. Now, Danielson, bullseye. 3-pointer, nothing but net off the right wing. He has 10. Blake Parrish will bring it across the timeline. Dumps it off to Roberts on the left wing. Dribbles to the top of the key. Now Hayes on the left wing. Hayes looks for somebody to throw it to. Finds Roberts on the right wing. Roberts right side of the circle. Inside it goes to Jansen. Kicks it back out to Blake Parrish. Parrish takes the free throw line. Now Roberts, top of the key. Hayes takes it in among the trees. Sort of a shot blocked by Dempsey. And out with it comes Anderson. Anderson dumps it inside. Shots put up by Christman. No good. And the rebound goes out of bounds. It'll be Knox County basketball with 10 seconds left to play in the first quarter. Roberts, restrained, rather gets it into Roberts. Gives it to Parrish. Back to Roberts. As Roberts out to Strange on the right wing. Parrish. Quick three on the way, no good, and that's into the first quarter with the score. Kirksville 22, Knox County 10. Back in a moment. This is KMAM Sports.
At Staples, you can count on every project being print perfect, guaranteed.
I need presentations and brochures printed, and they have to be perfect.
Your bounded presentations, brochures with the finest folds, and more will be done right every time. That's our print big promise. Now at Staples, get $10 off your document printing and marketing materials order of $50 or more, plus 20% back via store bonus. Try Staples and see the difference. Ends to 11. Rewards members only. Bonus must be redeemed in store. See staples.com/stores/printbig for details.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed the bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks, like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
Welcome back, everybody. 51st Annual Highland Invitational Basketball Tournament. As we start the second quarter of this final boys' first-round game, Kirksville leading Knox County 22-10. Kirksville with the basketball. As Anderson will inbound to Danielson. As Danielson sees an opening, dribble drive off the right wing, put up a layup, missed it. And off the rebound, Ethan Campbell. Campbell gets it to the left wing, to Rylan Roberts. Back to Ethan between the two circles. Ethan Campbell looks for somebody, gives it to Blake Parrish at the timeline. Couple of dribbles, and they try to get it to Ethan Campbell on the left wing, knocked out of bounds by Danielson. So Rylan Roberts will inbound on the near sideline, right in front of the Kirksville bench. Roberts looks for somebody, finds Blake Parrish, to Kellen Parrish, between the two circles. Kellen gives it to Ryland Roberts. Bounce pass in the right corner. It goes to Hayes, put up a shot, missed it. And Anderson off the rebound. Kirksville wants to run. Anderson, a little five-foot floater, no good. Dempsey with a rebound, turns, puts it up and in. 4 points for Camden Dempsey. Ethan Campbell brings it to the top of the key. Finds Blake Parrish on the left wing. Parrish sees an opening, takes it against Dempsey, puts the shot up, blocked, picked up by Danielson. Ahead, and shot's put up, got it by Logan Lehman. 2 points for Lehman. 26-10, Kirksville for the lead is Blake Parrish to Ethan Campbell. Campbell between the two circles to the free throw line to Kellen Parrish. Parrish, Ben move inside the paint. Now Blake is for three, no good. And off the rebound is Jalen Kemp. Now long pass, stolen away by Blake Parrish to Kellen Parrish. Kellen will bring it across the timeline. Colin Hayes on the left wing. Hayes, bad pass, stolen away by Danielson, takes it to the hoop, lays it up, and got it. 12 points for Isaac Danielson. 28-10, Kirksville for the lead. Kellen Parrish to the left wing. With the dribble, looks for somebody. Ong, three on the way, no good. And Anderson off the rebound, gets it ahead to Kent. Jalen Kent on the left wing. Gets it inside to Dempsey. Dempsey kicks it out in the right corner. Now Anderson top of the key for three. No good. Kent with the rebound. Lays it up and got it. 2 points for Jalen Kent. Now timeout on the floor. 5:36 left to play in the first half. Kirksville 30 and Knox County 10 back in 30 seconds. This is KMM Sports.
Let me guess. Unknown caller. You could reduce the number of unwanted calls and emails with online privacy protection. The latest innovation from Discover will help regularly remove your personal info, like your name and address, from 10 popular people search websites that could sell your data. And we'll do it for free. Activate in the Discover app. See terms and learn more at discover.com/online privacy protection.
Welcome back, everybody. Highland High School. I'm Donnie Middleton, and you're listening to Knox County Eagle Basketball. I'm your sports leader from Northeast Missouri and Southeast Iowa, KMEM FM Memphis, 30-10. Kirksville with the lead, Knox with the basketball. 5:30 left to play in the first half. Blake Parrish to the left wing, gives it to Kellen Parrish on the left wing. Kellen back to Blake. Now Ryland Roberts on the deep right wing. Blake Parrish down the right lane, kicks it off in the right corner. To Strange, a little 10-foot runner, no good. Dempsey over the rebound. To Kemp, along the baseline. It goes to Danielson. Now to Kemp, stop, pops from 10, no good. And Blake Parrish off the rebound. Blake Parrish across off the across the timeline of the free throw line. Jansen at the free throw line. Blake Parrish at the top of the key. Dribbles to the right wing. Still with the dribble on the right wing. Takes it to the hoop. Throws up the shot. Missed it. Rebound goes out of bounds. It'll be Kirksville basketball. As Danielson and Dempsey both set down. Anderson and Gavin Pike check back in. So Jace Kent will bring it across the timeline for the Tigers. Anderson to the top of the key. Anderson gives it to Pike on the right wing. Pike with a couple of dribbles to McKim at the top of the key. Now Kent left side of the circle to Pike. Now three-pointer on the way by Lehman off the right wing. Missed it. And off the rebound, Ryland Roberts. Oh, Strange, rather. Now Roberts will try a three. Bullseye! 8 points for Ryland Roberts. Here comes Kirksville in a hurry. McKim, oh, that's Anderson, rather, on the near sideline to Pike. gets it down in the corner to Anderson. Back to Kent, and Kent just threw it out of bounds. So a turnover gives it back to Knox County. 3:48 left to play in the first half. As Isaac Danielson will check in, out will come Logan Lehman. A little pressure by Kirksfeld. They get Rylan Roberts, gets it in to Keaton Strange, and Strange across the timeline. Gets it back to Drake Perry between the two circles. To the left side of the circle. Now Strange takes it along the baseline, kicks it back out to Blake Parrish on the left side of the circle. Roberts on the right wing. Roberts to Blake Parrish between the two circles. Man-to-man defense by Kirksville. As Blake Parrish to the top of the key. Roberts on the left wing. Try to go inside to Jansen. And it's stolen away by Jace Kemp. Kemp gives it to Danielson. Back to Kemp. Now Pike at the top of the key. Three-pointer on the way. Bullseye by Isaac Danielson. He has 15. Strange takes it down the right block. Put up a shot. Had a block. Outlet comes to Danielson. Danielson against Jansen. Puts the shot up. Missed it. But the foul's going to be on Jansen. So Austin Jansen will pick up the foul. First foul on Austin Jansen, and Danielson at the line with 15, looking for 16 and got it. So 16 points for Isaac Danielson. Jalen Kent checks in. Jace Kent checks out. Mike checks out. Andrew Chrisman checks back in for Kirksville. 2:48 left to play in the first half. Next shot up, got it. 17 points for Isaac Danielson. 35-13, Kirksville with the lead. Here comes Knox County. Kellen Parrish. Get out on the right wing to Rylan Roberts, to Jansen, top of the key. Back to Roberts between the two circles. As Roberts slowly dribbles to the right wing. Now he'll try another three. No good. And rebound goes out of bounds, and last touch by Knox County. So Jalen Kent will inbound to Danielson. Danielson gets it ahead to on the left wing to Anderson. Inside it goes to McCam off glass, missed it. And Blake Parrish comes off the rebound. Parrish gives it to Roberts in the right corner. Kellen Parrish to the right wing, picks up the dribble, finds Jansen at the free throw line. Out to Strange, inside on the block it goes to Parrish, little baby hook off the baseline, no good. McCam off of the rebound to Anderson. Anderson gets the ball to Chrisman. Back to Anderson. Now Danielson drives the baseline, puts up the layup, missed it, and Blake Parrish off the rebound. Parrish takes it to the hoop, puts up the shot, missed it, but drew the foul. As the foul's going to be on Jalen Kent. So Jalen Kent picks up his first foul. And Blake Parrish will go to the line, and he'll shoot two. First one by Blake, up, got it. 3 points for Blake Parrish. As Hayes will check in, Kellen Parrish will check out. Also, Chrisman will check out, and Dempsey will check in for Kirksville. Shot up, no good. McCam off of the rebound. Gets it to Anderson. Anderson brings it across the timeline. Three-pointer on the way by Danielson. No good. And Jansen off the rebound. Gives it to Rylan Roberts on the far sideline. Roberts waits for help. Now dribbles on the right way. Takes it to the hoop for running. That's Keaton Strange. He and Rylan Roberts got the same style haircut. So 2 points for Keaton Strange. Nice move by Keaton. Danielson has the basketball on the right wing. Now Dempsey across the free throw line. Out to Danielson. McKim, one giant step to Danielson. Anderson on the left wing, left side of the circle. As he kicks it out to Jalen Kent. Anderson for three. Bullseye! That's 7 points for Keaton Anderson. 38-16. Churchill with the lead. Keaton Strange will give it to Rylan Roberts on the left wing to Blake Parrish. Parrish has it between the two circles. Out to Hayes for three. No good out of the left corner. And a long pass down the floor. Shot put up. It's no good by Danielson. And Rylan Roberts off the rebound with 7 seconds. As Rylan Roberts gives the ball to Blake Parrish. Parrish to Jansen. A prayer at the buzzer. No good. And that's the end of the first half with the score. Kirksville 38, Knox County 16. Back in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
April 15th may have come and gone, but it's always tax season here at my office on West Lafayette Street in Edina. Hi, I'm Bobby Clark, certified public accountant, and I'm available year-round to help you with your tax planning, payroll, and accounting needs. Give me a call at 660-397-2332 to set up an appointment, or visit my website at bobbyclark.com to set up your client portal today.
The Citizens Bank of Edina has been your hometown bank for 100 years. Our loan officers have over 60 years of combined loan experience and strong agricultural backgrounds. We offer a complete line of ag loans, FSA guaranteed loans, and fixed rate Farmer Mac 2 ag real estate loans, as well as consumer and home loans. With a full line of deposit services, we are a full service bank that can take care of all your banking needs. Our lobby hours are Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 3:30. Drive-up hours are Monday through Thursday, 8 to 4, Friday until 6, and Saturday, 8 to noon. Located south of the square in Edina, give us a call. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Knox County R1 Schools are proud to help bring the broadcast of the Knox County Eagles to you on KMEM Radio. Parents, teachers, and administrators have a tremendous responsibility to raise and educate our children. Get involved with your children and your children's school. The best weapon against delinquency, drugs, and crime is family time. Knox County R1 Schools, proud to be the Eagles. Knox County R1 Schools, dedicated to excellence in education.
Here's your America's Best Country forecast. Cloudy skies expected overnight with a low of 30. Winds out of the west, 10 to 15 miles per hour. High temperatures reach up to 34 tomorrow. Overcast. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow night. Lows level off around 25. Overcast skies Thursday. Decreasing clouds by Friday. Mid-30s Thursday. Upper 30s by Friday. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Frombly on America's Best Country, 100.5 KMEM. Right now, 37.
And welcome back, everybody, to the 51st Annual Highland Invitational Basketball Tournament. We're at halftime of this final boys game of the first round. And Kirksville leading in Knox County 38-16. Take a look at the first half scoring. First four, Kirksville, Jalen Kent with 2 points, Gavin Pike with one, Isaac Danielson with 17, Logan Lehman with 2 points, Keaton Anderson with seven, Chase Kemp with three, Cole Kelly with two, and Camden Dempsey with four. For Knox County, Keaton Strange with 2 points, Kellen Parrish with three, Rylan Roberts with eight, and Blake Parrish with three. Kirksville led 22-10 after one quarter. Kirksville outscored Knox 16-6 in the second quarter, and the Tigers lead here at halftime 38-16, and back with more in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
Round up the family and grab your friends and land at the Eagle's Nest Bar and Grill in Edina. They're located at the foot of the hill on Highway 15 South in Edina. The Eagle's Nest is open Monday through Sunday and features a daily lunch special. They serve all of your favorite beverages for the adults and the most popular flavors of ice cream for the kiddos. They also have the friendliest wait staff around. So fly over to the Eagle's Nest on Highway 15 South in Edina, a proud sponsor of the Knox County Eagles.
Mornings were made for better things than rheumatoid arthritis or RA. Xeljanz tofacitinib is a pill for adults with moderate to severe RA when tumor necrosis factor blockers did not work well or could not be tolerated. Xeljanz can help relieve joint pain, swelling, and help stop further joint damage. Xeljanz can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Before and during treatment, your doctor should check for infections like TB and do blood tests. Serious, sometimes fatal infections, cancers including lymphoma and lung, blood clots, serious heart-related events, tears in the stomach or intestines, and allergic reactions have happened. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors have an increased risk of death. tell your doctor if you've had hepatitis B or C, have flu-like symptoms, are prone to infections, or have ever had a heart attack, stroke, clot, or other heart problems, or swelling of lips, tongue, throat, or hives. Ask your doctor about prescription Xeljanz. Visit Xeljanz.com or call 1-844-XELJANZ.
Boost yields and reduce input costs by more efficiently and effectively applying fertilizer. Northeast Missouri Co-op Services in Edina is a valued supplier for fertilizer, anhydrous, and chemical application for the surrounding area. Northeast Missouri Co-op Services provides many additional services to the local farmers, including seed, diesel fuel, soil testing, and propane. Anyone can sell fertilizer. Northeast Missouri Co-op Services in Edina delivers it with service.
And welcome back, everybody, to the 51st Annual Highland Invitational Basketball Tournament. We're at halftime of this final boys game, and Crooksville, the number 2 seed, leading the number 17 Knox County Eagles 38-16. We're at halftime. Earlier games tonight at 4:30 was a 1-8 ball game. It was Macon over Highland 70-33. At 6 o'clock, a 4-5 matchup, Keokuk and Canton. And Canton, the number 5 seed, defeated Keokuk 64-57. In the third game of the evening, a 3-6 matchup, number 3 Palmyra defeats number 6 Clark County 48-34. And I'll talk more about that as Palmyra wins their 10th game of the year by defeating Clark County 48-34. Palmyra led in scoring by Bear Bach with 10 points. Clark County led by Carter Disco with 13. Palmyra led 13-9 after one quarter. Palmyra outscored Clark 12-8 in the second quarter and led 25-17 at the half. In the third quarter, Palmyra outscored Clark 11-8. Palmyra led 36-25 after three. Then in the fourth quarter, Palmyra again outscored Clark 12-9, and Palmyra wins it 48-34. Palmyra improves to 10-1, while Clark County falls to 5-6. So that's where we are right now. And the matchups for Thursday at 4:30, a consolation semifinal. Highland boys will play Keokuk boys. At 6 o'clock, a championship semifinal, Macon and Canton. At 7:30, a championship semifinal. The winner of this game will play Palmyra at 7:30. And the loser of this game on Thursday night will play Clark County in a consolation semifinal. And we'll have that game for you on KMEM. Now, coming up tomorrow night from the Highland Tournament, we'll have two games for you. Both girls, consolation semifinals at 4:30 and at 9. At 4:30, Knox County will play Macon. Then at 9 o'clock, Kirksville will play Clark County girls. That's coming up tomorrow night from the Highland Tournament. 38-16, Kirksville leading Knox County. Back with the third quarter in a minute. This is KMEM Sports.
Keep up on all the items of local interest each week by reading the pages of the Edina Sentinel. Just wait till you see what they have to offer. Page after page of news, sports, and other information to keep you up to date on all the latest activities from the city council to county government to school events. Today, more than ever, you need to know what's going on in our community. And when you need to know, read about it in the Edina Sentinel, Knox County's only weekly paper.
With Make-A-Wish, the impossible becomes possible. A girl battling cancer can become a race car driver battling the course. The boy showing all the nurses his fire trucks can take the helm of a real one. Wishes can give kids with critical illnesses the strength to keep fighting, get better, and grow up.
Where there's a wish, there's a way.
Wishes need you. Visit Make-A-Wish at wish.org.
Keep your AGCO equipment operating at peak performance this season and every season with a full selection of AGCO parts from the Farm Shop in Edina. They make hydraulic hoses and carry all the other genuine parts you need for productive, profitable farming year-round. Come check out their selection of AGCO parts. Their experienced parts specialists will help you find exactly what you need. Stop by the Farm Shop in Edina today or visit their website at farmshopinc.com to learn more.
Welcome back, everybody. 51st Annual Highland Invitational Basketball Tournament. As we start the second half of this final first-round boys game, Kirksville leading Knox County 38-16. Kirksville on the floor. Knox County still around. Nathan Miller. As it will be Knox County's basketball to start the third quarter. So Keaton Strange will inbound on the far sideline. Gets in the backcourt to Blake Parrish. Man-to-man defense by Kirksville. Blake Parrish will bring it across the timeline. Gets it on the left wing to Colin Hayes. And Hayes had it knocked out of his hand, I guess. I thought it was a double dribble. So it will go to Ryland Roberts on the right wing. Inside to Kellen Parrish. Parrish on the right block. Bounce pass underneath to Hayes. Reverse layup, no good. Anderson comes off with the rebound in a hurry. Anderson gets it to Jalen Kent. Kent couldn't hang on to the spin on the basketball. Goes off his hands and out of bounds. So Kellen Parrish will inbound to Ryland Roberts. As Roberts will bring it across the timeline. Roberts takes it to the left wing to Strange. To get it over to Blake Parrish. Parrish around the top of the key to the left side of the circle. Ryland Roberts underneath to Parrish. Put up a shot partially blocked by Dempsey. Down with it comes Cole Kelly. Kelly from the top of the key for three. Missed it. Anderson with the rebound. He is put back. No good. And Hayes comes off with the rebound. As Hayes will bring it across the timeline to Ryland Roberts. Now Strange. Running 10-footer off glass, got it. Nice shot by Keaton Strange. As we go the other way, Anderson takes it right to the hoop, lays it up. Well, that's Kelly, and laid it up, missed the layup. As now, Kirksville wants a timeout. 6:37 left to play in the third quarter. And the Kirksville 38, Knox County 18. Back in a moment. This is KMM Sports.
Hey, we missed you at the game last week. Is everything all right?
I just haven't been feeling like me lately.
You know I'm here for you, right?
That's a cut. Beautiful.
Acting is one thing. Talking about suicide in real life is another.
In the military, you take challenges head on.
And now it's your turn to do the same for our veterans.
Be there.
Learn how you can start the conversation at betherefortveterans.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to Highland High School. Full court pressure by Kirksville. Knox County brings it across the timeline. Kellen Perry take down the left lane. Tried to put up a shot blocked by Dempsey, taken by Anderson. Anderson to the top of the key. Now fans back out on the right wing. Dempsey still alive. Dempsey takes it down the left lane, puts up a shot, no good. Ryland Roberts with the rebound. As Roberts will bring it across the timeline, finds Blake Parrish in the right wing. Dribbles to the right side of the circle. Now it's three-pointer, bullseye by Colin Hayes. So Hayes has three, 38-21. Kirksville the basketball, Jalen Kemp to Danielson between the two circles, to Anderson inside to Dempsey. Dempsey back to Kemp from the dotted line, little five-footer, got it. 4 points for Jalen Kemp. Keaton Strange brings across the timeline. In among the trees, puts up the shot. Whistle and foul. And the foul may be on Dempsey. And it's going to be, it will be on Dempsey. Now they're going to count the basket. They call it on Dempsey. He motioned that they were going to count the basket. Now it should just be out of bounds. And they got it right. So Lee Kellen Parrish to inbound underneath his own basket. Parrish looks for somebody, still looks. Gets it out to Ryland Roberts between the two circles. Bounce pass to Hayes in the right corner. Try to get it inside to Perry. Stole away by Dempsey. Dempsey gives it to Anderson. Anderson down the near sideline. Now to the top of the key. Gets it inside to Dempsey. Put up a shot and missed it. But due to foul. The foul's going to be on Ryland Roberts, and that's his second. So two fouls on Ryland Roberts. That'll send Camden Dempsey to the line. He has 4 points, looking for five. Eyes it, fires it, missed it, left it a little bit short. So 4 points for Dempsey. He'll have another one. 40-21, Kirksville with the lead is Dempsey. Eyes it, fires it, and missed it off the front of the rim. Rebound goes out of bounds. Last touch by Kirksville. It'll be Knox County basketball. That's Kellen Parrish against Frazier. Inbounds to Roberts. Roberts guarded by Kelly. Will bring it across the timeline. Dribbles to the left wing. Gets it to Hayes on the left wing. Across the free throw line. To Blake Parrish on the right wing. Parrish to across the free throw line. Hayes, three-pointer out of the corner. Airballed it. And Dempsey out with the loose ball. Gives it to Anderson. Anderson to Danielson on the left wing. Anderson top of the key for three. Airballed it. And it goes out of bounds. So it'll be Knox County basketball. Austin Jansen will check in. And Colin Hayes will check out. Kellen Parrish against Frazier. Gives it to Ryland Roberts to Kellen Parrish. Parrish gives it ahead to Strange. Strange will bring it across the timeline of the left wing. Dribbles between the two circles. Now along the baseline, skips it over to Kellen Parrish. Ryland Roberts for three. Bullseye! 11 points for Ryland Roberts. 40-24. Kirksville will lead the basketball as Kelly off the left wing gets it inside to Anderson. 10-footer. Got it. 9 points for Keaton Anderson. Blake Parrish across the timeline. Bad pass stole away by Kirksville. As Kent. That's Danielson, rather. Tried to take it to the hoop. Knocked out of his hands and out of bounds. As now Blake Parrish will check out. And Colin Hayes checks back in. 4:02 left to play in the third quarter. To Danielson. On the right wing, off the right baseline, Anderson. Shot up, no good. Dempsey with a rebound. He cleaned it up. 6 points for Camden Dempsey. 44-24. Kirksville with the lead. Ryland Roberts with the basketball. Roberts will bring it across the timeline to the top of the key. Jansen, give and go back to Roberts. Off glass, got it. 13 points for Ryland Roberts. Danielson across the timeline. Kelly in the left corner. Now Danielson for three. No good. Jansen off the rebound to Hayes. Here comes Knox County. Down 44-26. Kellen Parrish has it on the right wing. Takes it to the dotted line to the right block. Puts up the shot. No good. Dempsey with the rebound. Gives it to Anderson. Anderson ahead to Kelly. Kelly between the two circles. Danielson on the right wing to Kelly at the top of the key. Kent gives it to Anderson on the left side of the circle. Inside, Danielson put up a shot, missed it, and due to foul. And the foul's going to be on Colin Hayes. That's his first foul. So first foul on Hayes, and Danielson at the line to shoot a pair. 17 looking for 18 and got it. 18 for Isaac Danielson. As now Kemp checks back in and Pike checks back in. Gavin Pike and Jace Kemp. So Danielson with 18 looking for 19. Shots up. Got it. 19 for Isaac Danielson. Back to a 20-point Kirksville lead, 46-26. Ethan Campbell across the timeline. Campbell to the left side of the circle. Kellen Parrish has it on the left wing, brings it back out. Now back to the left wing, the left baseline. Tried to put up a shot, blocked, but picked up by Keaton Strange. And Strange threw the ball away, stolen away by Danielson. Now three, stepped into by Kemp, bullseye. Jace Kemp with 6 points and a timeout on the floor. 2:19 left to play in the third quarter. It's Kirksville 49 and Knox County 26. Back in a minute. This is KMM Sports.
My dentist said I had to see an oral and maxillofacial surgeon because my wisdom teeth were impacted. I got them out and had an uneventful recovery.
The pain was becoming unbearable. I didn't know that the roots of wisdom teeth can lengthen and become entangled around the nerves in the lower jaw. My surgery was more complicated, and I had to reschedule my family vacation.
One of my wisdom teeth never came all the way in. In my 30s, it started to hurt a lot. It was infected. My recovery took a week.
I had a cyst around my impacted wisdom tooth. I was referred to an OMS to have it removed. I was so worried. I wish I would have taken care of this when I was younger.
Some things get better with age. Your wisdom teeth are not one of them. Make an appointment with an oral and maxillofacial surgeon today to evaluate your wisdom teeth. When caring for your wisdom teeth, pain-free does not necessarily mean disease-free. Visit myoms.org to find an OMS near you.
Welcome back, everybody, to the 51st Annual Highland Invitational Basketball Tournament. 2:19 left to play in the third quarter. Final boys game of the night, and Kirksville leading Knox County 49-26. Knox with the basketball. As Ryland Roberts will have it. Wayne across the timeline, dribbles into a double team. Bounce past Ethan Campbell. Campbell dribbles to the left side of the circle. Hayes in the left corner, back to Campbell on the deep left wing. Campbell had the ball punched away by Danielson. He'll take it to the hoops and jams it home. Isaac Danielson with 21 points. Kellen Parrish to the top of the key. Parrish to the right side of the circle. Now Blake Parrish back to Kellen. To Ryland Roberts in the right corner. Blake Parrish on the right wing to Ryland Roberts. Try to get it inside to Kellen Parrish. Knocked out of bounds. As into the ball game comes Logan Lehman. Also, well, Lehman, I think McBride checked in. They get it in to Hayes in the right corner. Hayes to Blake Parrish at the top of the key. Kellen Parrish, right block over McCabe, puts it up and in. 5 points for Kellen Parrish. Danielson in a hurry to the right wing. As McKim gets the ball over to Lehman, running to the footer, missed it off the baseline. And Ryland Roberts gets it ahead to Blake Parrish on the right wing. As Blake walks into the middle, no call. And Lehman lays it off glass and got it. 3-on-1 fast break. Logan Lehman with 4 points. So now, I think Blake Parrish got hit in the nose and don't know whether it's bleeding or not. He thinks it is. Probably it is. If he thinks it is, he sat down, took himself out as Ryland Roberts inbounds to Ethan Campbell. Campbell will bring it across the timeline, gets it over to Ryland Roberts. Long, 3 on the way, no good. Danielson over the rebound. Gets it ahead to Lehman. Put up the shot. Or that's Anderson, rather. Put up the shot. Block. To Lee Kirksville basketball. Out of bounds underneath their own basket. As Keaton Anderson will inbound to Danielson for 3. Bullseye. Isaac Danielson with 24 points. 56-38. Kirksville with the lead. Knox County with the basketball. Ryland Roberts. Stephen Campbell between the two circles. For 20 seconds, Campbell gives it to Hayes. Takes it to the hoop. Plays it up. No good. The Kim had the rebound. Knocked out of his hand. It'll be Kirksville basketball. A little pressure by Knox County. Anderson. We get it in to Kemp, gets it back to Anderson. Now Danielson takes it to the hoop, puts up the shot, missed it. And we'll go to the line to shoot two. So the foul's going to be on Keaton Strange. So Strange picked up his first foul. 24 for Danielson, looking for 25 and got it. So 26. 26 points for Isaac Danielson. 58-38, Strange. Gets to try to get it to Hayes in the right corner. Hayes couldn't hang on to it. And with 9/10 of a second left to play in the quarter, Kirksville will have the basketball as they let the clock run out. That's the end of the third quarter with the score. Kirksville 58 and Knox County 28. Back in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
Hawkins Harrison Insurance Agency helps folks protect their lives and property in 8 Heartland communities. Their most recent policies include a landscape contractor's work comp, liability, commercial auto and equipment coverage, property coverage for solar panels, commercial liability coverage and workers' compensation for a pest control company, and auto coverage and cargo for over-the-road trucking companies. Hawkins Harrison Insurance in Edina, Cahokia, Kirksville, Lancaster, Macon, Marceline, Memphis, and Shelbina. Coverage you need, people you trust.
This is the Knox County Health Department reminding you that viral illnesses like influenza are preventable. There are 3 things we can do to limit illness related to influenza and viruses like it. We can vaccinate when possible. We can take everyday actions to protect others, like covering our cough, washing our hands, keeping a social distance, and staying home from work and school when we're sick. We can also seek health care provider treatment early on to limit the level of serious illness. Do your part to help us keep Knox County well. Call us at 660-397-3396 anytime.
Welcome back, everybody. 51st Annual Highland Invitational Basketball Tournament. As we start the final 8 minutes of this final boys game, Kirksville leading Knox County 58-28. Kirksville with the basketball. As Kemp gets the ball inside to Dempsey. Dempsey put the shot up, made it, and was fouled. What an athletic move by Camden Dempsey. As the foul is going to be on Keaton Strange. As Dempsey has 8 points, he'll be at the line trying to complete the 3-point play. 8, looking for 9. Isaac fires it, missed it, but the rebound comes off to Kelly. Little 5-foot putback, got it. 4 points for Cole Kelly. Keaton Strange across the timeline for Knox County. Give and go underneath to Hayes. Ran right into Dempsey. Dempsey just took the ball away from him. Gives it to Kelly. Now to Pike. Inside. Shots put up. No good. That was by Johnny Boyer. As Boyer missed the shot but drew the foul. And I missed who got the foul. I think it was Keaton Parrish. But Boyer's first shot up, no good. Got 1, 3, 4, number 10. That shot by Boyer is up. It's good. 63-28. Kirksville with the lead. Here comes Keaton Strange to the right wing. Strange to the right baseline. Gets it out to Ryland. Roberts in the right, the left corner. Pass a little bit too hot. Spun Roberts around. Goes out of bounds. It'll be Kirksville basketball. As into the ball game for Kirksville will come Cohen Shockley, or Shockey. Cohen Shockey checks in. Jalen Kemp gets the ball in to Pike. Now Kemp gets it over to Kelly. 3-pointer on the way. No good. Rebound by putback by Johnny Boyer, but I don't think it'll count. I think we had a foul before the shot. Foul's going to be on Keaton Strange, and that's his third. So 3 fouls on Keaton Strange. Under the Drew Chrisman. Makes a bad pass. Stolen away by Hayes. Hayes had a stolen right back by Jalen Kemp. Kemp to the basket, lays it out and got it. 6 points for Jalen Kemp. 65-28. Churchill's the lead. Strange takes down the right lane, puts up the shot from five, no good. Kent comes off with the rebound. Kent will bring it across the timeline. Tried to get it to Chrisman in the corner and passed a little bit too high. Took Chrisman out of bounds as McKim, Pike, and Jace Kent all check back in for Kirksville. 4:30 and counting left to play in the ball game. As Rylan Roberts gets it in to Strange. Strange will bring it across the timeline. Strange dribbles down into the paint. Kicks it out in the corner for three from Kellen Perry. Bullseye. 8 points for Kellen Perry. Pike gets it across to McKim on the left wing. Now Kent. Three-pointer on the way. No good. Nice. Cohen Shockey. Out with the loose ball comes Rylan Roberts. To Strange. Strange lost the ball and threw it right to Kirksville. Now Shockey will try another three. Bullseye. Cohen Shockey from the right corner. Makes it 68-31. Ethan Campbell brings it across the timeline. Campbell to Kellen Parrish on the right wing. Round a pick set by Austin Jansen. Jansen under the basket, puts up the shot, missed it, and Pike comes off the rebound. Here comes Kirksville. Pike down the far sideline to Kent, to Shockey, gets it inside of McKim. Top of the key for three. No good. That was Jace Kent. Now Chalky from 15. No good. Rylan Roberts saves it in bounds to Campbell. Trying to get it down to Strange. Stolen away by McKim. Here comes Kirksville the other way. Kent to Chalky. Now Pike. That's stutter step move. And they call it a walk. So more new Kirksville people checking in. Now new Knox County kids checking in. Try to Cooper Clare checks in. Also, as soon as we turn around, I catch number 34. Terry Ogden has checked in. Cooper Clare with the basketball. Clare has it on the left wing to Grayson Miller. Miller gives the ball to Christian Campbell on the right wing. Now on the baseline, Charlie Lehman to Miller, to Lehman, back to Miller. Miller gives the ball to Cooper Clare at the top of the key for three, threw up an air ball, no good. And Shockey will bring it across the timeline. Shockey gets the ball to Chrisman. Chrisman tried to get it down in the corner to Lehman and knocked out of bounds by Charlie Lehman. They get it to Kent, takes it into the paint to Shockey on the right wing. Top of the key for three, bullseye. As that was by Drew Chrisman. He hits a three. Across the timeline, Charlie Lehman for Knox County. As Lehman has it at the top of the key, looks for somebody to throw it to. Gets the ball inside to Terry Ogden. Ogden gives it back out to Campbell, top of the key. Now Grayson Miller on the deep left wing. Had the ball slapped away. Goes in the backcourt, picked up by Christian Campbell. Campbell to the top of the key. Miller takes the ball inside, and it was kicked. Well, they're going to call a foul. The foul is going to be on Jace Kent. That's his first. So Knox County has it out of bounds underneath their own basket. As now it's knocked out of bounds as Grayson Miller tries to inbound underneath his own basket with 25 seconds. Grayson Miller looks for somebody, still looks for somebody, still looks. And gets the ball out to Charlie Lehman. Lehman on the left wing. Out between the two circles to Cooper Clare. To Christian Campbell. To Cooper Clare. Now they give it to Grayson Miller. Cooper Clare will try a shot, missed it. And off the rebound, Logan Lehman, and that's the end of the ball game. With the final score, Kirksville 71, Knox County 31. Back in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
Your friendly dentist, Dr. Lisa Bosch here. Did you know that the hardest substance in your body is enamel? It is even harder than bone. But under enamel is a material called dentin, which is much softer than enamel. Once a cavity gets through the enamel, it spreads very fast through the dentin and then to the nerve of the tooth. That is why getting x-rays once a year is so important, so that the cavities are caught when they are in dentin before they spread and give you a toothache. So give our office a call and don't wait till you have pain. It costs a lot more then. P.S. Don't forget to smile.
Hannah complained of a headache. It was a rhabdomyosarcoma. Within a few days, Hannah was in treatment because we were told that the tumor was very aggressive. And it very quickly became clear that St. Jude was the ultimate place to be. So we've essentially put our lives in South Africa on hold. Incredibly blessed to be here. St. Jude is an asset to the world. The research that is developed here is offered freely to the rest of the medical world. The entire way that the place operates is just to give and to care. I think it's the kind of place that not only stands as a beacon for pediatric cancer, but I think it could teach the world a couple of lessons about how to treat people. And I think if those lessons could be learnt even in their most basic form, this world could be a better place.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
I'm Tiffany. I have some tips for you on how to quit smoking like I did. First, I did some reading about it. I found a lot of great advice on how to quit smoking and picked out the ways I thought would work best for me. I started by setting a quit date. Then I threw out my ashtrays, lighters, and matches. I did other things too, like exercising more, and it worked. But I'd still get cravings, especially on long car rides. To help me with that, I put a picture of my mother in my car. She died of lung cancer from smoking cigarettes when I was only 16. Now I have a 16-year-old daughter. That picture of my mother reminds me that I don't want to miss all the things my daughter is going to do in her life, including turning 17.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and CDC.
Welcome back, everybody. Highland High School, the 51st Annual Highland Invitational Basketball Tournament. It's a final as the Kirksville Tigers win their seventh game of the year by defeating Knox County 71-31. Take a look at the scoring. First of all, Kirksville, Jalen Kent with 6 points. Gavin Pike checked that. Isaac Danielson has here messed that all up right off the bat. So we're going to start all over again. Jalen Kent with 6 points. Gavin Pike with one. Isaac Danielson led all scorers with 28 points. Logan Lehman with 4 points. Drew Christman with three. Keaton Anderson with nine. Cohen Shockey with 3 points. Jace Kent with six. Cole Kelly with four. And Camden Dempsey with 8 points. For Knox County, Keaton Strange with four. Colin Hayes with three. Kellen Parrish with eight. Rylan Roberts with 13. And Blake Parrish with three. Kirksville led 22-10 after one quarter. Kirksville outscored Knox 16-6 in the second quarter to lead 38-16 at the half. In the third quarter, Kirksville outscored Knox 20-12, and Kirksville led 58-28 after three. Then in the fourth quarter, Kirksville outscored Knox 13-3. Kirksville wins it 71-31. Kirksville improves to 7-3. Knox County 3-7. And in the third game of the evening, the game you heard on KMM, it was Palmyra winning their 10th game of the year by defeating Clark County 48-34. Palmyra led in scoring by Bear Bach with 10 points. Clark County led by Carter Briscoe with 13. Palmyra led 13-9 after one quarter. Palmyra outscored Clark 12-8 in the second quarter and led 25-17 at the half. In the third quarter, Palmyra again outscored Clark 11-8. Palmyra led 36-25 after three. in the fourth quarter. Palmyra outscored Clark 12-9, and the Panthers won it 48-34. Palmyra improves to 10-1, while Clark County 5-6. So the boys' first round is done. It's coming up Thursday. We'll have one game for you. And that'll be the 9 o'clock consolation semifinal game, Knox County and Clark County boys. Tomorrow night, we'll have two games for you, 4:30 and 9 o'clock, both girls' consolation semifinals. At 4:30, Knox County and Macon girls. We'll take a three-hour break, then come back about 9 o'clock, Clark County and Kirksville girls. That's what's coming up tomorrow night. Hope you enjoyed it tonight. For producer Dave Bowden from the 51st Annual Highland Invitational Basketball Tournament, I'm Donnie Middleton. See you soon.
Thank you, Donnie. And tonight's game has been brought to you by these Knox County sponsors. They include Bobby D. Clark CPA in Edina, Cardwell Lumber Company, Citizens Bank of Edina, the Eagle's Nest Restaurant in Edina, Edina Sentinel Weekly Newspaper, the Farm Shop in Edina, Hawkins Harrison Insurance. They've got offices in Edina, Cahoka, Kirksville, Lancaster, and Memphis. Knox County Dental Offices, Knox County Health Department and Home Health Agency, Knox County R1 Schools, and Northeast Missouri Co-op Services in Edina. We're at 10:01. You're listening to KMEM Memphis, Missouri. 36 degrees, our current temperature, after a high today of 57 degrees. That's going to do it for tonight. Have a good Tuesday, everybody. See you back here on Wednesday. This is KMEM Sports.